Military officials in Alaska say they launched fighter jets on Monday afternoon to intercept two Russian long-range bombers flying about 100 miles from Alaska. Lieutenant General Ken Wilsbach is the state's ranking officer and oversees all the military forces inside Alaska, including the F-22s that were sent toward the Russian planes about 100 miles southwest of Kodiak Island.
Exactly what happened is exactly what's supposed to happen, i.e. we have forces on alert. We detected something that we didn't know what it was. We launched, and if they had ill intent, we're in a position to where we could defend, and we can do that 24/7, 365.
Wilsbach says Russian military planes routinely fly in international airspace off the U.S. coastal borders, as well as other countries' borders. In fact, at the command center on Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson, where unidentified craft are monitored, dozens of red stars line the walls for each mission intercepting the foreign bombers. Wilsbach, who himself is an F-22 pilot and had just returned from flying a training mission Monday afternoon, says he wasn't alarmed.
What makes this somewhat unique is the fact that they haven't been in the Alaskan airspace in about 2 years. The last time it was July 4th of 2015, so that made this somewhat unique.
Often these types of missions happen on U.S. national holidays. Wilsbach says he doesn't know why Monday afternoon might have been significant, and he says when the American and Russian aircraft made contact, it was a courteous, professional exchange. Pilots even waved.
I'm not sure it's so provocative. They were exercising freedom of navigation. We do similar types of missions all over the world as well in international airspace.
It's the first time American jets have intercepted Russian aircraft during the Trump administration, and comes just a week after America's top diplomat described relations with the country as being at a low point during a visit to Moscow.